I'm Alan Lytle with a 91.3 WUKY News in-depth report. Kentucky is famous for its fast racehorses and beautiful horse farms. And for close to 4 years now, a rapidly expanding group called Horse Country has found a way to leverage that world-renowned reputation into a thriving business model that benefits everyone involved. Recently, WUKY's Horse Capital reporter Samantha Letterman took her daughter on a tour to find out more. And an editorial note, Horse Country has underwritten programming on WUKY.
The Horse Country Board of Directors was formed in June 2014, and Executive Director Ann Sabatino-Hardy joined in November of that year.
The idea had come as sort of an inspiration from the Bourbon Trail. So we all know that the Bourbon Trail, the Kentucky Bourbon Trail, has been a wildly successful venture in both tourism and brand awareness for Kentucky bourbon. And I think our members, the farms, the clinics, even a feed mill, saw the potential for engaging people through experiences at their locations, and they decided they wanted to put this organization together because they figured if they were doing it together, that they had a better chance of succeeding and really bringing in a lot more guests.
They were right. Not even 3 years later,
Horse Country has sold about 55,000 tickets since we started. So our first tour was October of 2015 in conjunction with the Breeders' Cup. And those were special tours, and then we've worked into our normal tours. So we've had about 55,000 tickets, and we've grown about 20 to 30% year over year since we started giving tours.
Members pay an initial fee, and proceeds from ticket sales go back to them to enhance the experience and to Horse Country to sustain the organization. Horse Country is a not-for-profit founded by the horse farms in an effort to make their sport and industry more accessible. Horse Country now has 38 members, which includes about 25 horse farms, two vet clinics, hallway feeds, and two TAA-accredited aftercare organizations.
What we do is we will work with each member to make sure that they have a schedule that they're comfortable with. We'll help them develop different levels of experience if they would like. We provide them training on best practices. We provide liability insurance, we provide waiver information, and then we provide all of the guest service stuff. So on property, it's going to be someone from TaylorMade, it's going to be someone from Lane's End, it's going to be someone from Mill Ridge, but we just sort of take care of everything leading up to the show so that when they welcome guests on the property, they can do what they do best.
Before Horse Country opened for business, its members consulted and trained with the Disney Institute and the Biltmore, which just from the one tour I took is obvious to see in the planning, the enthusiasm, and the attention to detail.
We have two tour guides today for the Chrome experience, and you have the warmest one yet, so it's going to be really exciting out there. Has anybody seen Chrome?
It's hard to pick one tour from so many tempting options, but we decided upon the California Chrome experience, new this year, and we were joined by about 10 others, including Marianne Malcheski, a diehard fan.
Yeah, I love him just like he was my own son. I don't have any children, but I love him.
Malcheski is a veteran of several Horse Country tours already, but couldn't miss this one.
But I wanted to make sure that I get a lot of pictures of him because I really love him. And then to also have a chance to see the mares and their babies, and especially the California Chrome foals.
Malcheski's kitted out in a California Chrome jacket, shirt and bag, and drove down from New York State in her own car with personalized number plates. Chromey, obviously. Luckily, she considers the tour well worth it.
Oh, I loved it. It was a very good tour. And I wish I could do it again. I'll be back in May, but I know they're sold out like, April and May.
While she's down here, Malcheski also has plans to visit a few other farms, as does Bill Pfeiffer, visiting from Columbus, Ohio.
Big time racing fan, yeah. So I'm here with two other friends of mine that we go to the Kentucky Derby every year. And so we just decided to come down and visit some farms when we had an opportunity. So this is the fourth farm we've been to today. So, by the end of the day, we've now seen our seventh Kentucky Derby champion today. Yeah, and there's only like 12 you could see in Kentucky. So we had a pretty eventful day. But yeah, we were obviously looking forward to this. It's kind of a unique get up close and personal with it, you know.
The California Chrome experience is capped at 25 visitors each tour, and you do indeed get your picture taken with the great one, and we got to visit with him in his stable and chat to his groom, Gabriel.
Okay, one, two, three.
Even Pfeiffer's friend, Tom Carpenter, who'll attend his 52nd Kentucky Derby this spring and can boast some nice connections in the horse world, will admit this is a pretty sweet deal.
It is just such an honor to get into some of these farms and see these magnificent horses.
Laura Richard is the experienced director at TaylorMade and one of our tour guides.
The need is there. The fans want to come. You know, the more we put out there, the more they embrace it.
TaylorMade has seen its number of visitors double each year since Horse Country started. And for Richard,
It's really fun. It's fun to see. It's fun to get other people excited. And the best part is how many student groups have been reaching out to Horse Country or us directly. You know, there's so many people. For example, like I'm a product of this. I grew up 30 minutes south of here in Lancaster, and I was in FFA. I could tell you all about cattle, goats, chickens, all of that stuff, but I didn't know how big the horse industry on the thoroughbred end was. I had heard about it, but I didn't know how big it was and how many people it employed. And so after college and hearing about these different internships and stuff, that's what drew me into this. And so I applied for a job, got lucky, and that's how I got here.
It's important to Richard and everyone we talk to in the barns and the offices that the farms and their staff can showcase their love for the horses and the pride in what they do so well. Carly Moulin, our other guide, agrees. She has a background in high-end retail and knew nothing about horses beforehand, but she insists all you need to do...
Just absolutely love your job, getting out here, being able to talk to people, being knowledgeable about the different stallions and about horses and things like that. I think really anybody could be a tour guide or somebody that worked at Visit Horse Country. I mean, I think you just have to have a love for people and a love for horses.
But it's certainly not for the faint-hearted.
Rain, snow, sleet, shine, we're out here. I mean, I've been out here in a foot of snow and giving a tour and doing all of that. So we're here no matter what. As long as the people are coming, we're still touring.
The visitors will keep coming, and the tours are just going to keep getting better and better. Derby week is always crazy, and April, with Keeneland being open, is of course the busiest month. There are plans to collaborate with the Bourbon Trail, and individual farms already have fantastic creative packages, including nurseries, gardens, and plans for much more. Keeneland does a sales special with a consigner. You can taste horse feed at Hallway, and on and on. Meet the Neighbours, a special event next weekend offering free tours for locals, is already fully booked and waitlisted. But don't give up hope.
There's something for everyone, and you will never see the same thing from season to season.
Sabatino Hardy and the staff in the office have been on every single tour so they can best advise clients personally, but also because they genuinely love what they do. As she explains to me before I leave, we're privileged to live in the heart of the bluegrass, surrounded by all these incredible horses and facilities, and now with all this amazing access, we mustn't take it for granted.
Kentucky is so cool right now, and we get to be a part of that.
You can book tours and find out much more at visithorsecountry.com. And follow along on Twitter and Instagram too. For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.